All right, guys. Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So you're not here to see us, I don't think. We have an incredible lineup of speakers to talk to you today. You might have seen this on Twitter. We have people from Giant Bomb. We have people from Cards Against Humanity. We have lots of really awesome people. But the first people we have is from the Nerdalogs. You saw her singing a second ago, Claire Friedman.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Claire. I'm a member of the Nerdalogs, and I have been for a few years now. And the story I'm going to tell is one that starts 2.5 years ago. So I was sitting in one of my favorite places, which is inside, but in my least favorite version of inside, which is in my very taupe office. I'm speaking as loudly as I can! Anyway, so I'm going to read you this email that I got. It was titled, An Interesting Proposal, and it was from Kevin Reeder, who introduced this show and is right there. So this is the email I got from him. Hi, Claire. That's me. This might seem a little out of the blue because, well, it is. Basically, the Nerdalogs are going to New York Comic Con to do a show, and, well, we need some scabs. Only 3 of us can go, and we'd like a few more people to help out. And then it goes on to, you know, give me details about the convention, and he ends it with, it'd be a little bit of work, but if you're interested, we can talk more. Signed, Kev, less than 3, which is how Kevin signs all professional emails. Yeah, he nods. And I wrote out a response to that email saying, no, I obviously cannot do that. That's a crazy thing to do, to go with to New York with a bunch of people I barely know. And then I deleted all of that and wrote an email that just said, sure. And I went over and talked to my boss and asked if I could have the time off. He said yes, and next thing I knew, I was on my way to my first ever convention. Now, 2.5 years later, I've been to 10 conventions, just about all of them with these guys. But at that very first one, I don't know if any of you have been to New York Comic Con. Imagine this, and that you're done. That's it. It looks the same as this. And the best part about New York Comic Con for me was there was this room in the basement downstairs where I sat by myself for hours. And that's what I did because I got so overwhelmed. Because if you're a person who doesn't like leaving your house and you're taken to a very crowded, loud place full of primary colors and people trying to sell you things, I did not react well to that situation. It took about 20 minutes before I abandoned everyone I came with and was like, I can't keep track of you. I'm going off on my own. I walked around Artist Alley, then found that secret room where performers could go and sat by a bunch of Lolitas by myself. It was great. As the years have gone on and I've done more and more of these, we've been to a lot of different conventions. Some are like this, like New York Comic Con or PAX or C2E2. Some are like a convention that we went to called Kokomo Con. You've not heard of it. It's in Kokomo, Indiana. It was a long drive very early in the morning to get to a lot of people who had no idea who we were. It was fun, kind of. It was not as fun because at the time we were also doing midnight shows at I.O. And so I slept on Kevin's couch, the same guy who sent me that email. And we got up at 5 in the morning and drove to Kokomo, Indiana to sit in a booth all day. Other cons have been better or worse, and then, but we've kept doing those and we've kept doing shows. We were doing monthly shows for a long, long time where we would write and perform a show in an entire month. And that little bit of time that Kevin quoted in that email has turned into like 20 or 30 hours a week of doing stuff like this. And even more than that, they initially found out about me because I started coming to events like Your Stories, and that's why they asked me to come along. And then we started doing more and more and more and more things until we one time emailed Cards Against Humanity out of the blue and said, hey, do you want to do a show with us? And they said, yes. We were like, oh, all right, let's do that show. And we did, and now I work for Cards Against Humanity. That's my job. That's where I go in the day. That's the job I'm skipping right now to be here, is working at Cards. And it's been a huge influence in my life, and every single step of the way I wanted to say, no, let me stay inside. Let me sit in a basement in a room by myself so I don't have to talk to anybody because there are too many bright colors and people I don't know and people talking loudly. And I haven't. Instead, I'm here, and I'm up here at my 10th convention. Still not totally used to how many people and noises there are. But, you know, Godspeed. But it's become a huge part of my life, and it all started just by saying, sure, to a single email that I thought was crazy. That's it.
Thank you very much, Claire. Claire Freeman. Claire also works with Harvey and Smiley. She's like one of the coolest people ever. Super great singer, comedian, professional person. I love Claire.